Good Wednesday. Today is January the 15th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the International Longshoremen's Association and United States Maritime Alliance resumed negotiations over a possible port worker strike. Good news for agriculture was the outcome, as it looks like they've come to an agreement. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We'll start with a quick reminder that today is day number 2 of the Fort Wayne Farm Show, that at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum. Doors open at 9 o'clock. Tonight, though, is the late night. It runs from 9 this morning until 8 o'clock this evening. Along with the farm show, taking a look at some of the educational opportunities going on today. Wednesday morning, we'll actually start with programming at 10 a.m. That put on by local Purdue University Extension educators talking about farm emergency care. Then Farm Bureau will be having a luncheon beginning at 11:30 with Brianna Schrader of the Jansen Schrader Ag Law speaking on different hot topics in land use. Now, this is only open to 150 people, as that's how many meals they have ordered. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. At 1:30, Jane Frankenberger, Purdue University professor, will discuss water resources in agriculture. At 3:30, the Wells County surveyor, Jared Hahn, will discuss the who, what, where, when, and why on drainage regulations in Indiana. And then at 5:30, the USDA Farm Service Agency staff will make a presentation on making sense of their programs. Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, back in early January, the International Longshoremen's Association and United States Maritime Alliance resumed negotiations to settle an unresolved issue from an October negotiation, that on port automation and robots. Now, another strike was likely possible if the unions representing the 45,000 dock workers did not reach a deal, which would have shut down the U.S. supply chain along the East Coast and into the Gulf. Now, in October, a deal was reached to give the dock workers a 62% bump in pay over 6 years. Well, on January 8th, the International Longshoremen's Association and United States Maritime Alliance reached an agreement on all the items for a new 6-year master labor contract covering ports on the East and Gulf Coasts, averting a second strike. Now, the two sides agreed to extend the current contract until the International Longshoremen's Association Full Wage Scale Committee can schedule a ratification vote, and the U.S. Maritime Alliance members can ratify the terms of that new contract, which was a positive development for agriculture, that according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The tentative contract agreement is great news for red meat exporters and for all U.S. agriculture, according to Dan Hallstrom. He's the U.S. Meat Export Federation president and CEO. The assurance that there will be no work stoppage on the East and Gulf Coast ports eliminates a cloud of uncertainty and bolsters the U.S. industry's reputation as a reliable supplier of pork, beef, and lamb. On behalf of the U.S. Meat Export Federation's membership, they thank the International Longshoremen's Association and U.S. Maritime Alliance for reaching the agreement to ensure continued movement of the cargo. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions just slightly, talk about the weather, and obviously we had some drought issues in this area locally, but all across the country there was concerns with the U.S. Drought Monitor reports in 2024. We're going to take a look back at that and some things we could learn from the final monitor of the year. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
The last U.S. Drought Monitor covering 2024 indicates
some improvement in the overall drought situation during the month of December.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the drought monitor for the period ending December 31st,
drought coverage across the lower 48 states, just a shade over 38% of the country at the end of 2024. That is down from almost 44% at the beginning of December. And that's also down from our autumn peak and also our 2024 peak of just over 54% of the country back on October 29th.
An over 5.5% decrease in overall drought coverage month over month, and 60% decrease since the October peak. Drier conditions in the Southwest were offset by drought reductions and eradication in much of the eastern U.S. How does this break down when looking at drought coverage for wintertime crops and commodities? Rippey says for winter wheat in drought to end 2024.
One quarter of the U.S. winter wheat production area in drought at the end of December. That is down from 29% at the beginning of December and way down from the autumn peak of 62% on October 29th.
And he notes a similar drought coverage pattern for hay and cattle production areas in the last month of this past year.
U.S. hay production in drought 36% at the end of December, down from 48% on December 3rd and 63% in late October. U.S. cattle inventory in drought just over a third, 34% on December 31st, down from 40% at the beginning of December and down from 62% in late October.
So even though drought coverage nationwide is shrinking as we begin 2025,
we continue to watch some of that drought area stretching from the southwest to the south central United States, and also continuing to watch ongoing drought issues across the northern Great Plains.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.